Hi, and welcome to Mouse Chat. I'm Lisa, and joining us today, I've got Lauren, Bob, Chris, and Steve. Welcome, everyone.
Hello.
Hello.
Oh, you're so quiet.
I'm quiet today.
You just kind of,
hey. Hey.
Maybe he's depressed.
It's Wednesday, but of course, that's not when you guys will hear this, but yeah, it's Wednesday night for us.
Yeah, and you know what's going on right now?
Nothing.
The Toy Story thing.
Oh, yeah, the Toy Story. If you're not recording it.
You lost out. Sorry.
Yeah, Toy Story.
Won't they show it again, though? Like a million times?
Probably not.
Four nights or something.
It's like the dragon that flew over Fantasyland.
You miss it,
we didn't see because we were beating our face with cupcakes.
Yeah, exactly.
That is really quite sad that we missed that.
Yeah.
Yes.
But anyways.
I was hoping they were going to do that at the Earmark Conference, but they didn't.
I know.
I was hoping
that would
have
been too much to expect.
Yes, a little encore presentation.
You got the Pointer Sisters. Stop complaining.
I'm so excited.
I'm still singing. I'm so excited.
Chris. And we're going to talk about news tonight, but yeah, in the news.
Okay.
Did you see how he
stepped on toes?
Well, I was going to talk about the Pointer Sisters. They're going to be at the E to the Beat concert. They're coming up, I think.
Are they really?
Yeah, pretty soon.
Oh my gosh. Are we going to be there? Because I really need to see them again.
I think they're
going to
be.
To apologize for making fun of them.
Come and gone.
They're fantastic.
You are not a good fibber.
I know. I need to look up and see who's going to be there while we're there. Maybe it'll be something Steve really likes, like the Village People.
That'd be nice. We'll have to see who's there when we're there.
I think that weekend is either Dennis DeYoung and or Christopher Cross.
Takes me away.
Wow.
Really? Who is Dennis DeYoung? I don't even know.
Styx.
Who that is.
Lead singer of Styx. He used to be anyway.
Yeah. Okay, that'd be awesome.
Yeah, I saw that one.
Great.
Okay, so as Steve so rudely blurted out and stole my thunder, we're going to be talking about news today. There's a lot going on in the world of Disney news, and we're going to get started. And, isn't there something else we wanted to mention right off the bat? Dun, dun, dun. Congratulations, Mouse Chat. This is show number 200.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. And look how much more better organized we are now. It's like a
Did you just say more
machine.
Better?
Yeah. We are better, more better.
Yes. We really are. Steve's editing is so on target now.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, somebody needs to learn shows. How to edit us, right?
You know what? I will honestly say that I said this to him. I said, hey, I listened to that California Grill show, and it was actually really good because you did a great job editing it.
Mm.
Well, I did say that. I mean, I was lying. Don't tell him, but, you know.
Yeah, that was good. Our California Grill show was pretty good.
I don't even listen. So, you know, we record,
I
keep saying I'm going to get to listen to the shows, and I never find the time.
I listen to them over and over again because I have to edit them.
Yes, you do. You know everything verbatim.
Steve, I feel really bad for you.
Yeah. So I have to listen to it at least twice. But yes.
When Chris goes on her cussing rampages.
I never cuss.
Yeah, there's a lot of editing.
Yeah.
So what do we want to start with? Bob or Chris want to do Avatar?
Let's have Bob do it.
Okay. Well, I guess this is the big story out of Disney this week. As you may know, D23 is having a convention in Tokyo right now, and one of the stories to come out of there was more news about Avatar Land in Animal Kingdom at Walt Disney World. So, no, it's not going away. And in fact, they've been working on it steadily with James Cameron and Imagineers for 2 years now. So they released some more details about Avatar Land along with some concept art showcasing some of the things that guests will be able to experience, including a boat ride through the world of Pandora and a simulation-type flight on I don't even know what one of those creatures is called. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I know. The dragon thing.
I read it. I can't remember what it was called.
Yeah, well, considering Joe Rohde didn't even know what it was called when he was making the presentation, I don't feel so bad. he called it one of those creatures, one of those flying creatures. But if you've seen Avatar, one of those flying creatures, those dragon-like creatures, guests will be able to take a simulation – simulator type ride and ride on one of those through the world of Pandora as well. Estimated opening date, they are now saying 2017.
Wow.
And they also said at the same time they're looking to bring new experiences to Animal Kingdom to make it a full day and evening park, including a new nighttime parade with like floating lanterns and things, which I think of Tangled when I think of floating lanterns, which that looked pretty cool, and a new nighttime safari available to guests. So lots to look forward to in the future.
Yeah.
I have to say, I was very leery of the whole Avatar thing, but seeing what they're putting out, it looks like it might be pretty cool. Gasp, I can't believe I'm saying that.
You need to go see the movie, because it'll mean a whole lot more to you then. Because yeah, it is a very good movie.
Yeah.
I don't think I could sit through it.
I think we have to remember that right now it's concept art. And as we all know, concept art can and does change a lot. And certainly the final product is a lot different than concept art. And I mean, the best evidence of that is look at the original concept art for New Fantasyland and how that changed.
Yeah. They could turn the Tree of Life into like a Pixie Hollow. Still could happen.
I suppose it still could happen. But yeah, I mean, those drawings changed many times. We also don't know, and of course it's very early, but we don't know too many details yet about the attractions themselves. I mean, they said a boat ride, but what are we talking about? Are we talking about something like Pirates of the Caribbean?
It kind of had that. Well, there was only like one, I think one sketch that I saw of that. And then I remember, several months ago that the blueprints for that boat ride were quote unquote leaked, and you could see kind of how it went through. And then the same thing with the blueprints for the Soarin' type ride.
Right.
Everything always gets leaked.
And do we need another Soarin' type ride?
I know.
What I would love to see is them use the technology similar to what's in Forbidden Journey at Wizarding World of Harry Potter, which supposedly the patent on that is up this year. And if that's true, that technology will then be available, because I think that would really make for quite the experience versus just a Soarin' type experience where you're gliding through the air.
Yeah, they need to take the Soarin' experience to the next level or do something like the Forbidden Journey. I think the concept art for just the whole land when you walk in with like those floating islands, you know, that looks pretty cool. So just walking around the area. And then the boat ride's a nice idea because, you know, I was always trying to think how they're going to do Pandora with all this luminescent, fragile looking stuff without people just, you know, destroying it all. And so that keeps it confined where they can do some pretty cool effects going through a boat ride.
Do you think the story is important to have? I mean,
yeah, that's true.
Avatar to me was not like, yeah. I have no interest in seeing the sequel. It was a beautiful movie, but the story didn't do anything for me. So I have no desire to see the three sequels that are now apparently in production.
Yeah.
But like, I saw somebody comment on a Disney site, and they said, well, if Disney didn't even say it was related to Avatar and they just said, we're introducing this new land and you're going to be able to see these beautiful floating rocks and luminescent flowers and take this awesome simulator ride on this flying creature, everybody would be so excited. But because it's tied to Avatar.
Yeah, that's true.
People have reservations. So yeah.
If it was its own like mystical creature land that Disney created, people would be excited to see what it was. But because it's tied to Avatar, nobody... That movie did well, but nobody remembers the characters or really had
right.
a strong
but,
tie to
but
it.
But is that important, I guess, is what I'm asking everybody is. I mean, if the next three movies are a flop or don't do well, will it even matter?
Yeah. They'll have to change it.
Will they? I mean,
let's change it into Smurfs or something.
I don't know. Yeah, they'll add a few Smurfs around there and you'll be good to go. No, I don't know.
They're blue. We'll just say they got bigger.
Didn't they change the dinosaur ride? It was based on a movie, and then for some reason they switched it where it wasn't based on the original movie.
Right.
So I don't know.
I don't know. It's just curious to me. I think it's a good fit in Animal Kingdom.
And I'm excited. And then the nighttime thing is nice, too, because they needed something for night. And I'm assuming that concept art is maybe some projections like they do on the castle, where they're doing something like that on the tree. Mm-hmm. I don't know where you're going to be able to see it from.
I don't know how that's going to work.
Because there's not a lot of spots, at least right now, where you can get a lot of people in there to be able to see the Tree of Life. That I know of. I mean, there's the main entrance where you come in and you can kind of see it there, like when you first walk in. And then there's a few spots that are like photograph spots where it's like kind of peeking through the woods where you can see it and get a really nice shot.
That's a good point. I wonder if we're going to be seeing a lot more construction over the next
they're
going
to have to,
years.
Yeah, that whatever that island, Discovery Island, or whatever the main island pieces where they were talking about showcasing it from will have to be kind of redone so you can get a good view.
And while I love the idea of a nighttime safari, that's not without its own challenges either, because you certainly have to condition animals to be able to stay out there. I mean, are you going to rotate animals?
I don't know what they're going to do. Yeah, that'll be interesting what they do with the nighttime safari to see so you actually see something, and I guess you're giving
people
goggles.
Maybe they'll use the night vision goggle thing.
Yeah. Yeah, but you have to have animals that are active at night.
Yeah, but a lot of the animals are active. At least the cats are. I don't know what else would be.
I don't know. I mean, can you imagine? I've used those night vision goggles at Animal Kingdom Lodge. Have any of you done that?
I have not.
No.
I have not, but I did use them at the zoo, at the Atlanta Zoo.
It takes a little bit of adjusting, didn't you find?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They were like, it's right there in front of you. It's right there. And I'm like, where? I don't see anything. And then all of a sudden.
You have to change your perception.
Yeah. So I don't know. Are they going to put like floodlights on the savannah?
I don't know.
You know, I'm sure that's not what they're going to do. Yeah. But it's curious to me how they're going to do it.
Here's my prediction.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. None of it's going to happen. It's just not going to happen. It's going to go away because it's going to be too much of a disaster to pull off. Everything's going to change, so don't get excited.
I don't agree.
I think it's too far past that point, Chris.
Me too. I can't believe. Yeah, but
look
I mean,
at Lauren.
Know,
Lauren's all
like
on board
what you
now.
Were saying. How are you going to have a nighttime safari? How are you? You know, I think it's going to happen. I just
Chris,
think what you're seeing now is going to be totally
different.
They're going
to put pictures of people on the castle. It's going to be horrible.
There's going to
be pictures.
That,
your kid's going to be
like
on the castle,
either.
Chris. And then what if the other person's kid isn't on the castle, Chris? What's going to happen?
No, I didn't say that.
I know.
That
I'm just telling you. But that's the whole... It's like that with everything. Everyone's always so worried about it. And then ends up... And then you're like, oh, wow, we were all worried about having
photos
on
the
castle.
You know, and the castle is a good example. But we're not talking about an entire, you know, section of the park that there's... I don't know. I'm not excited about it. I feel so bad.
I am now. I actually think it's going to be... I don't think it's going to be that bad. I think it's going to be interesting. And I think it's going to hopefully make Animal Kingdom a park people want to go to.
Yeah.
Well, Animal Kingdom is already a park people should go to. They just don't realize how much good is in that park. Mm. I need to go there next month, by the way, because I need to have that barbecue.
The barbecue's good. And then maybe they can take the Yeti offline once they get Avatar Land up in 4.5 years.
Yeah. You know what, though? The Yeti, it doesn't bother me. Now that we were there and we spent some time and Amber and I rode it like 3 times in a row, the Yeti doesn't bother me because you're going so fast and with a strobe, you don't know what's going on anyway. And so you don't know what you're missing.
So they spent all this money
until
on the spectrum.
Until you ride the Matterhorn in Disneyland, which has a working Yeti.
Really? Does it have? I don't even remember there being a
There's
working
like a couple
Yeti
of them
in the Matterhorn
in
Disney.
It does indeed have a working Yeti.
Yeah.
Not to the scale, of course, of the one in Expedition Everest, but it does have a working Yeti.
Yep.
But I don't know. I mean, clearly they see a need to attract more guests to Animal Kingdom. I'm sure they're getting feedback where guests say they don't feel like it's a full-day park or they are reluctant to stay there because it closes early. So they're trying to adjust.
I kind of like it the way it is. You know, you can go there now and kind of, even on a really crowded day, you can kind of not expect huge crowds.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree with
like,
that.
Like if it's crowded in all the other parks, you go there and it's just kind of nice. And it's so, the theming is so beautiful in Animal Kingdom.
Yeah. I mean, if the concept art comes close, I think this could be a good fit. I just don't know how much of the storyline is important. I don't think you can focus on that as the draw, because I don't think it has the hook, the lifelong hook, the way Star Wars does or Harry Potter.
Yeah. Yeah, it doesn't. Well, it doesn't yet, and maybe it will. I don't know. When's the next movie come out?
Who knows? Yeah. Ask James Cameron, who apparently is very difficult to work with.
Yeah. All right.
Well, this is what happens when you pass up Harry Potter. I mean, really.
Well, the other new attraction, of course, isn't coming to Disney World, but it's going to Hong Kong Disney World, which is the first installation of the Marvel franchise. And I believe it's based on Iron Man. And they're going to put that in the Hong Kong Disneyland Park. So a simulator Iron Man Marvel attraction.
Yep. And it'll be the first use of Marvel characters in a Disney park. Set to open in 2016. Now, of course, think about when Disney acquired Marvel.
Yeah. Well, see, it was a while. How long ago was it?
2009.
Wow, it goes by fast.
Yeah, but it'll take 7 years before something Marvel-related actually opens in a Disney park.
Yay.
I don't know. I mean, they picked a good one. I mean, Iron Man is a great franchise. I think there's more Iron Man movies coming out. So I'm sure it'll be popular. It'll play well out there. But I don't know. It's in Hong Kong, so.
So we'll never see it. But that's all right. But maybe something will come over here. But I'm not real excited about the Marvel franchise either. But I'm sure, you know, younger kids are interested in seeing more of the Marvel stuff.
Well, what do you think about the rumors of what they're talking about doing in Tomorrowland at Disneyland?
Who I haven't heard.
Oh, I haven't heard either.
Or I've forgotten.
The rumor is that, and how much of this will be completed before the 60-year anniversary in a couple of years remains to be seen. But the rumor is major overhaul of Tomorrowland is going to happen there, because apparently that's considered a very weak part of the park by a lot of guests, with a theming of Star Wars. So they're getting a Star Wars land, if you will, to their Tomorrowland. So their old people mover will be taken out, and there's going to be a simulator ride put in place, similar to take you through like the Endor. Like a speeder bike ride is going to be put there, and a walkthrough of the Millennium Falcon is supposed to be built as well.
Oh, well, that could go. Yeah, that could go where the innovations is.
Right, I think that's what they're talking about. And apparently, the rocket ride out there is going to be moved up to towards where Space Mountain is, which I guess is where people feel it belongs.
Okay,
so they may actually get Star Wars stuff before Hollywood Studios sees any Star Wars stuff. Mm. If the rumors are true. Supposedly this is a done deal I don't know.
That could happen. I could see that happening.
That's going to upset a bunch of people though.
Well, but
the traditionalists.
I don't know. They seem to do it. They've been doing a lot of that lately with Cars Land and everything else over there. And they're all, and you know, their whole team is based out of California. And that park is right there.
And really, guests out. I mean, I didn't think it was such a terrible looking area, but the average guest, I suppose, at Disneyland really does not like the look of their Tomorrowland.
You know what my biggest issue with it was? It seemed difficult to get around in. Like, it
was
hard to figure out where things were.
Yeah.
Whereas ours sort of has sort of a natural way in and out.
And there's a bottleneck when you first walk into their Tomorrowland.
Over by
Star Wars.
Wars
and
yeah.
Buzz.
Yes.
Yeah, it's like right there. They got to like direct traffic just to get in and out of there. So tight.
They actually did have people directing traffic.
Yeah, it's yeah.
They shouldn't have all those planters.
Yeah, they've got a huge thing of planters, and then they have a huge.
They do love planters. Yes. that is true, and it's very strange how you have to like walk downhill and then up that incline to get to Space Mountain.
Yeah.
And off to the side there is where they have Captain EO. It is a little strange. Yeah. I don't think it's terrible, but
no, but it's yeah. Yeah, it is. Yeah, and they have the old people mover because they can't because of. Regulations, they can't reopen it.
Yeah.
So it's just an old people mover track.
They've still got the track.
Yeah.
So right. They should do something with that.
Right. So that's so basically that's going what to was be the... removed and the innovations building may change.
What was the reason behind the people mover not being operational?
Because they have to have, if it breaks down, they have to have exits every so often. And if they turn it on again, they have to accommodate that, and they can't. Or if they, yeah. So it has to be up to the whatever the new code is, and the new code is. But what else is in the news?
Oh, drunk guy at Epcot. That was great.
I heard a little bit about this.
That was the best story that came out in weeks.
All right, Chris, go ahead and grab that one.
Okay, so I actually don't know the guy's name. I think Bob's actually researched it more. But
apparently, you can just call him drunk
guy.
A nice
young gentleman. A couple of days ago, got really drunk at Epcot, and he punched out several cast members. And then when the police showed up, of course, he'd somehow accidentally fallen and broken his face. And he was escorted from the premises. You know, drunk guy, Epcot, it happens all the time. Turns out he was a recent graduate of the Air Force Academy and going to flight school. So I guess those plans are on hold for now.
Naval Academy.
Whatever. Air Force, Navy. If I need a ride, I'll call one of them.
And what's even worse is apparently he got intoxicated and went backstage. So this assault happened in a backstage area. Yes, and he got charged with not only assault but assault with a. I imagine these charges will be amended, but assault with a deadly weapon, I think, because he punched two male cast members, one after he tried to steal a golf cart that was backstage. He attacked a female cast member with a PVC pipe. I don't know how that's a deadly weapon, considering it's plastic, but
depends on how you use it. PVC is very hard, actually. Have you ever,
I say we get a pipe and we take it against Bob's head and let's see how not so hard it is.
Seriously, you could kill someone easily with a PVC pipe. I mean, it's very thick. I mean, that's what they use in plumbing and stuff.
Well, she was luckily the female cast member who was hit with the PVC pipe was treated on the two male cast members who were punched received, injury severe enough to be treated at Celebration Hospital. So yeah, he is unfortunately in a little bit of trouble.
He'll lose his commission and be thrown out, which is really actually very sad to go through 4 years at the Naval Academy and have that happen.
And I know this happens a lot, especially during Food and Wine Festival. I don't know. First of all, to me, getting on my soapbox, drinking is a privilege, not a right. And I don't care where you are, whether it's a food and wine festival, a theme park where children are, or you're in, a club, you should be responsible enough to know what your limitations are.
Yes, yeah. Steve.
And not overindulge. Right.
Yeah. You gotta have a lot of money to drink at Epcot.
Oh, right. Clearly that commission was paying him pretty well.
Well, he probably doesn't have anything else to spend his money on. He's probably living in the barracks.
Secondly, I think cast members should be trained better to recognize when someone is intoxicated.
Public drunkenness.
and have the ability to cut someone off and say no and refuse service. And I think their managers need to back them up when they do so, which is even more important. because I suspect that that doesn't happen.
Yeah, I actually think you're right. I don't think that happens a lot. And you see a lot of like Epcot during Food and Wine is pretty bad, but even Hollywood Studios during Star Wars weekend. And I noticed when we were there last year, they had, or this past year, there were tons of places where you could buy alcohol. And by nighttime, there were a lot of drunk people.
Right. Right.
Probably not as bad as Food and Wine, of course.
No, well, and Food and Wine gets very bad on the weekends, evenings and weekends, weekends especially, because, of course, more locals come out and drink. But, I mean, just because you're on vacation and you think, well, I don't have to drive a car or I can walk to my resort, it's not an excuse. It's just, I don't know. But it's such a moneymaker, it's clear the event's not going to go anywhere.
Yeah.
Well, and the majority of people aren't like this guy.
Yeah.
They're just loud and a little obnoxious at times, but he was, you know, really the exception.
Yeah.
It's just a shame that he messed up his entire life.
All right. And you know, got himself published in all the online papers and everything. So, yeah, that's I don't know. I mean, I've been with people who were visibly intoxicated at Disney.
It wasn't me. I just want that known.
No, it was not Lauren. I mean, but visibly intoxicated to the point where they were slurring their words when they were ordering and they were still being served. And I think it's just this, well, they're the guest and the guest is always right. So we're going to give them what they want. And I don't think that's...
Well, sometimes that can be a bad decision.
Right. Absolutely. Mm. So
okay.
I don't know, take ultimately it's personal responsibility too. I mean, you know.
Yeah, it is. It is. You have to be a grown up. Mm-hmm. Okay, so Chris, what's going on with dining reservations now?
Starting October 31st, you'll need a credit card to guarantee every reservation that you make. So you probably know that when you make a dining reservation at Disney, probably 80% of the restaurants now require a credit card guarantee, but a lot of them don't. For example, the World Showcase restaurants, you know, like Via Napoli, Rose and Crown, they don't require one. But now everything across property will need one, even something like, you know, Grand Floridian Cafe or The Wave.
Oh, wow.
So, you know what that's going to do? It's going to keep a lot of people from making a reservation at The Wave for breakfast and parking there. And then heading over. The people do that all the time.
Oh, that's a good idea.
It is a good idea, actually.
No, I don't mean to do that. I mean to stop people from doing it.
Oh. Yeah. 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 It's a good idea to stop people. Not a good idea to do it.
Yeah. So if you need to cancel, you get 24 hours in advance to cancel your reservation. So basically, or the night before.
Yep.
Yeah, it's just the night before. Yeah. So if you do it before 10 o'clock the night before, you're okay.
And, you know, I think this is going to be a good thing in the long run because it's going to keep people from just blowing off reservations. It's going to keep people from double booking. It's going to keep people from, well, it's going to allow people to do more walk-ups, I think. Get those last-minute reservations.
People are still, you know, I still hear a lot about double booking. Now they're just better about saying, okay, we'll cancel the night before. Personally, I don't like to do that because I would probably forget to cancel it for one thing.
Me too.
But it'll help. And like Lisa said, it's really going to help with walk-ups, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Or last-minute phone calls.
And locals.
You know, if you call Disney Dining or have your travel agent call for you, you can get those last minute reservations. Get Chef Mickey, because people didn't realize how darn exhausted they're going to be and they can't make that 8 o'clock reservation for breakfast.
I always tell people that. I say, you know, wait till the end, wait till you get closer to your travel, because that's exactly what happens. People are like, wow, I'm really tired. I can't get up at 7:30 and go eat breakfast at Chef Mickey's. Forget it.
Right.
You know, lots of stuff like that happens.
It does.
And it's not even just double bookings. I mean, you hear stories of people triple booking or, well, I don't know what park I'm going to be in, so I'll make a reservation at all four parks. Really?
When it first changed, somebody actually put on my Facebook wall, but I make reservations. I make five reservations for each table service meal. What am I going to do now? And I was like, okay, my head's going to explode.
You're going to be decisive and and make a commitment.
Because people don't want to decide where they're going to be. So they're like, you know, but, you know, so that put a stop. The new system put a stop to that, but I think this is going to tighten it up even more.
And of course, if last minute emergencies occur, somebody gets sick the day of and can't attend or something, I'm sure those will be handled on a case by case basis so that your party isn't charged.
They are, actually, because I've had that happen.
Oh, they are?
Yeah.
Yep. I haven't personally had it happen. I've had it happen to clients and have to call and say, you know, hey, child's sick. You know, they're pretty understanding, but you want to make sure you get in well before the reservation.
Well, yes, whenever possible. I'm just saying.
I have to be honest. I actually had a client that had a child that was violently ill, and he was so ill that she totally forgot about the reservation.
Sure.
And like 3 hours after the fact, she called me and she was like, "Oh my God, we miss Chef Mickey." And they actually credited it back.
Yeah. They're pretty fair. I mean, it's not designed to, you know, really inflict any kind of hurt on people. It's just designed to kind of to stop the abuse. I think it's a very good idea.
I do too.
Agreed. And if it results in the ability to do walk-ups again, totally for that.
Mm-hmm. That would be nice.
Right. Especially for people who are local and who, you know, who have a hard time getting walk-ups.
Right. And at places other than, say,
Morocco.
Yeah.
China.
Right.
There you go.
I mean,
one of these days we're going to have to force ourselves to eat at Morocco. No, never
mind. I want to eat at Morocco.
I haven't even been back in that pavilion. The only time I was even in that pavilion was on a Segway, and I zipped through it in about 30 seconds.
It's beautiful to walk through.
I need to walk through it again.
The food is so bad.
I need to check it out.
See, and I have people that go there that love it.
Well, you get to eat pretty soon on the water there in their new restaurant when that opens up.
Mm-hmm. I might have to pass.
You have to check it out.
Nah,
sorry.
You got to review it.
Yeah, that's true. It's our duty. And then we'll go eat somewhere better afterwards.
Can we make a double reservation that night? Do Via Napoli right after?
Exactly. I'll just sit there.
There you go.
You know, out of the blue, I get this envelope in the mail and I'm like, what? And there's stuff in there. It's like a padded envelope. And I open it up, and one of our Mouse Chat listeners, Kelsey, sent some necklaces that she made to Chris, Lauren, and me. And very cute, and we wanted to take a moment to thank you, Kelsey, for sending those to us. And thanks for listening.
Steve and I were left out in the cold.
You were.
Why didn't you get one, Bob?
I don't know.
She's preparing a special Duffy one for him.
I could see that little Mickey head dangling on your hairy chest. You walk with your, you know, six buttons unbuttoned.
I appreciate you saying I have a hairy chest. Thank you. Publicly. Yeah,
proof I've never seen it.
But you know, how am I supposed to properly accessorize for court without a necklace?
That's what you need. That'd be awesome.
So, but a Duffy necklace, I may have to do something with that. That's very cool that somebody would take the time to do that. Very nice.
Chris, you have an email that you wanted to share as well. Why don't you go ahead and do that?
So we got a letter from a listener, and he writes, "Thank you so much for doing your podcast. I love it." And there were lots of O's there. "I do have a question for you. Where can I get diabetic-friendly desserts that are more than just fruit? Any information would be greatly appreciated." Well, John, the first thing you can do is you can call Disney, the regular dining line, and you can, when you make your reservations, you can make dietary requests. But probably the better thing to do is just tell the cast member when you check in at the table service restaurant what you're going to need, what you are interested in eating. And usually they can accommodate you. There's often something on the menu. At most table service places, there will be at least one dessert on the menu. Generally, the better the restaurant, like a two credit place, the better your choices, like a sugar-free cheesecake, a sorbet. But some places actually will have, like, you know, a flourless chocolate torte, those kind of things. As far as quick service places, that's going to be a little harder. Every one of them is going to have some sort of brownie for a diabetic or some other kind of cookie or something that's safe for you to eat. We always tell people that when you're eating quick service, if you're on the dining plan because you get a dessert with every one of your meals, to go ahead and you can ask for a bottle of water instead of dessert or a piece of fruit or some yogurt. The one thing I'll tell you is don't feel left out if you're at a quick service place and your dessert is not good, because 90% of the quick service desserts at Disney World are terrible. So get the bottle of water and spare yourself. But as for table service places, there are plenty of options. So good luck. And thank you for listening.
Okay. Well, that's a little update on the news that's been going on lately. And we're going to go ahead and thank PixieVacations.com for sponsoring the podcast. And if you like our shows, you can head over to iTunes or go to mousechat.net and you can download them there. If you have any comments or questions for us, please write in to comments@mousechat.net. And we hope to have you join us next time on Mouse Chat.